into a deep, warm silence. He turned. Yes, he was where he wanted to be, in the hatchery, beneath infrared lights, long tables with rows of eggs, and a low, clinging mist. The rockers on the tables clicked and whirred in a steady motion. The mist poured over the sides of the tables and drifted to the floor, where it disappeared, evaporated. Grant ran directly to the rear of the hatchery, into a glass-walled laboratory with ultraviolet light. His clothing glowed blue. He looked around at the glass reagents, beakers full of pipettes, glass dishes, all delicate laboratory equipment. The raptors entered the room, cautiously at first, sniffing the humid air, looking at the long, rocking tables of eggs. The lead animal wiped its bloody jaws with the back of its forearm. Silently, the raptors passed between the long tables. The animals moved through the room in a coordinated way, ducking from time to time to peer beneath the tables. They were looking for him. Grant crouched and moved to the back of the laboratory, looked up, and saw the metal hood marked with a skull and crossbones. A sign said, "Caution, biogenic toxins, A4 precautions required." Grant remembered that Regis had said they were powerful poisons. Only a few molecules would kill instantaneously. The hood lay flush against the surface of the lab table. Grant could not slip his hand under it. He tried to open it, but there was no door, no handle, no way that he could see. Grant rose slowly and glanced back at the main room. The raptors were still moving among the tables. He turned to the hood. He saw an odd metal fixture sunk into the surface of the table. It looked like an outdoor electrical outlet with a round cover. He flipped up the cover, saw a button, pressed it. With a soft hiss, the hood slid upward to the ceiling. He saw glass shelves above him, and rows of bottles marked with a skull and crossbones. He peered at the labels, CCK-55, Tetra-alpha-secretin, Thym-11-X-1612. The fluids glowed pale green in the ultraviolet light. Nearby he saw a glass dish with syringes in it. The syringes were small, each containing a tiny amount of green glowing fluid. Crouched in the blue darkness, Grant reached for the dish of syringes. The needles on the syringes were capped in plastic. He removed one cap, pulling it off with his teeth. He looked at the thin needle. He moved forward, toward the raptors. He had devoted his whole life to studying dinosaurs. Now he would see how much he really knew. Velociraptors were small, carnivorous dinosaurs, like oviraptors and dromaeosaurs, animals that were long thought to steal eggs. Just as certain modern birds ate the eggs of other birds, Grant had always assumed that velociraptors would eat dinosaur eggs if they could. He crept forward to the nearest egg table in the hatchery. Slowly he reached up into the mist and took a large egg from the rocking table. The egg was almost the size of a football, cream-colored with faint pink speckling. He held the egg carefully while he stuck the needle through the shell and injected the contents of the syringe. The egg glowed faint blue. Grant bent down again. Beneath the table, he saw the legs of the raptors and the mist pouring down from the tabletops. He rolled the glowing egg along the floor toward the raptors. The raptors looked up, hearing the faint rumble as the egg rolled, and jerked their heads around. Then they resumed their slow, stalking search. The egg stopped several yards from the nearest raptor. Damn! Grant did it all again. Quietly reaching up for an egg, bringing it down, injecting it, and rolling it toward the raptors. This time the egg came to rest by the foot of one velociraptor. It rocked gently, clicking against the big toe claw.